Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, wow. J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Like, did I just wake up into a world where LeBron may not be a Laker in the near future?
What?
This is not just listen, I know if you consume a lot of sports media or media generally, it feels like everyone's always trying to sell you, the end of the world's coming right now to get you to listen more.
That's
but this is a, okay, let me ask. I'll ask the question instead of make the statement. Well, by the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. I'll ask the question instead of just making the statement after you hear from Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider on NBA Today.
This is very much a committee in L.A. putting together this coaching search, and one person who is certainly significantly involved in this process is Phil Jackson. He's got a voice in this. He did last time when they hired Frank Vogel. He was, you know, he and Kurt Rambis, he had been somebody they had considered with the Knicks before hiring Derek Fisher in New York. And so I think Phil Jackson's voice is here.
Too many cooks in the kitchen in L.A., given Phil Jackson and LeBron James's, if you want to call it, relationship. Jay, I'm going to ask you instead
Hold on, Max, before you ask me a question. Yeah. Still a good job?
Yeah. I think
it's
it
still
is.
Still a good job?
As a head coach? Right now? Let's find out how it all shakes down. Wait, let's not get sidetracked.
What do you get sidetracked? Are you talking to the Lakers front office about getting sidetracked?
The headline is not, is the coaching position for the Lakers a good job right now? The headline, I'm going to ask you, is this a real thing, Jay? Is LeBron's future in L.A., his immediate future, in jeopardy?
1,000,000%. LeBron James is in another country right now doing dance videos with Los Lobos, right? Like his tequila, celebrating that. And I have heard word from people around the organization that his camp has no idea what is going on. Zero clue what's going on. So you're telling me a guy in the conversation for best player in the world, his camp has no idea what's going on? While Phil Jackson, a guy that was once the coach of the New York Knicks, that was once in a relationship with Jeannie Buss, but still one of the greatest coaches of all time, right? Like in that conversation, but called LeBron James and his crew, the posse, is now consulting with the Lakers organization to choose who the next head coach is going to be? You're telling me that's not a crazy person show? This thing just blows my mind. When this came out yesterday, and I know that he had a slight say towards the back end when it came time for Frank Vogel. But remember, like LeBron, there were people like Ty Lue that LeBron James wanted. The Lakers front office didn't want him to keep his staff, so that didn't work out. Jason Kidd's name was floated around until he got the Dallas Mavericks job. So that goes back to my point, though, Max, about what kind of job is this? How many people have a say with who the next head coach is going to be? Jeannie Buss, Kurt Rambis, Linda Rambis, Rob Pelinka. Where's Rob Pelinka in all this? Where's his say? Combined with Phil Jackson now? It just seems like it's all over the place.
Well, it feels like to me, Jay, that Jeannie Buss is trying to, so to speak, take back control of basketball operations to a degree. Because the control was essentially handed off, if you ask many people, to Rich Paul, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Clutch Sports, because of the influx of talent on their client roster that they have, that they also could be a feeder system to not only the Lakers, but a number of NBA teams. So giving them a little more say at the time was a smart thing to do. It delivered an NBA title, whether Max believed it was in a bubble or not. At the end of the day. Well, I mean, you said it yesterday on the show.
That was only to soup my argument in the moment.
But I also think that when you start to talk about the relationship between Phil Jackson, LeBron James, and this sort of kind of triangle of people, Phil Jackson's going to always have Jeannie Buss's ear, so to speak, because there was a relationship once upon a time, and they're friends, and people trust Phil Jackson no matter what you think about his basketball mind when he was with the New York Knicks. He won many titles as a head coach. I think a lot of it probably stemmed from, hey, before Frank Vogel, would you come back to coach this team? And he said, no, but here's some options for you. And then that's when he kind of got involved. And now you hear he's more involved, where 3 years ago you heard nothing about him having anything to do with the franchise whatsoever. Now he's empowered a little bit more because of a Linda, because of a Kurt, and a Jeannie Buss. I don't know how they sit with LeBron James. If I'm LeBron James, I'm probably not feeling good about my future with the Los Angeles Lakers. Not because of Phil, but because of me. I don't want to deal with somebody that I don't really necessarily rock with.
Look, guys, that is the headline, really. Like, I hear, you could say, oh, it's like a zoo at the front office, whatever you want to say, ownership, whatever it is. It seems to me that LeBron James's future as a Laker is imperiled this morning, right? So that it leads to a lot of questions. Does this mean the Lakers, part of the reason this happened is the Lakers are like, LeBron is really in decline. We don't think he's actually one of the two or three best players in the game anymore, or won't be for much longer if he is. Is that part of the reason that it gets to this point? Because if he's at the height of his powers, this doesn't happen, right?
Max, I talked to somebody yesterday, Jay, that's dialed into the NBA pretty heavy. Like, we just having a conversation, and they represent a bunch of big-time clients in the NBA and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking to me and having a conversation with me. They were saying, I was like, well, what would you do? One of the things they said, man, you see the Memphis Grizzlies? You see the Minnesota Timberwolves? You see them young guns run up and down the court? That's what they need to do. They need to move on from LeBron. I'm like, but are you crazy? Yeah. They're like, man, he ain't got nothing but about a year and a half to go, Key. I don't care. I turn blue in the face. Well, I would turn purple because I'm already dark. But it was one of those situations where it was like, he was like, man, I package AD up. I move that money. I get rid of all them dudes.
So
$200 million in cap space, and I get young guns like Ja Morant and company.
Yeah, I get that if you get your hands on a Ja Morant, of course. But I get that. Where could you realistically trade LeBron? If, first of all, it has to be a market he would want to play in, right? Second, LeBron is at a status where you can't just move him wherever you want. He's got to sign off on it. So, because anyone who mortgages everything for LeBron, they're going to want him to stick around for a minute. Where are those markets? You can eliminate a whole bunch off the top, right? And then, what do you trade for LeBron? What kind of a package can you use to get him? It seems, at this moment, Jay, Key, would you say it's better or worse than 50-50 that LeBron's not a Laker next year?
Even the fact that you got to think about it means we're talking like
a 50-50 proposition.
But here's the thing on this conversation, and I can go through a lot of trade scenarios. First off, if I were to trade him, I wouldn't trade him anywhere in the West Coast. I wouldn't trade him on the Western Conference. I'm getting you out of the Western Conference. You're going east. So I don't know if that's Cleveland. That's Miami. We can talk about. I'm not sending you to a Western Conference team.
729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Is LeBron James going to finish his career? Will he be a Laker in a couple months? And if not, where's he going? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Barbasol. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol shaving cream. And for a limited time only, capture your Barbasol Jurassic World collector cans before they're gone. Lakers fans, you want to move on from LeBron and get younger, get a whole bunch of draft picks, get some young star? Or are you still rocking with LeBron? The Jaguars said there was a truthfulness issue with Urban Meyer, and Key says that still ain't going to cost him another job.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Look, guys, much more on the Lakers and LeBron James and whether LeBron will even be a Laker next year and if he's not, where he's going and what the Lakers can get for him. Much more of that coming up. But right now, we are joined by the great Paul Feinbaum. Paul, good morning.
Max, good morning. It's been too long. How are you?
Far too long. You can, of course, hear the Paul Feinbaum show weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on the SEC Network and the ESPN app. I want you guys to listen to this quote from Shag Khan, okay? When you lose the respect, this is obviously he's talking about Urban Meyer. When you lose the respect, the trust, and an issue of truthfulness, how can you work with someone like that? Khan told USA Today Sports. It's not possible. Key, I want to start with you, and Paul, I want you to react to Key. Does this cost Urban Meyer, like, will he work again, Key, as a coach?
Well, yeah, he'll work again as a coach if he chooses to do so. It won't be in the National Football League. It'll just be at a college destination of his choice that makes sense to get him back to a national championship. Athletic directors and boosters starve to win. We've watched the Bobby Petrinos of the world bounce back and forth, leave Louisville, go back to Louisville, getting sorts of incidents, embarrassing incidents. We've seen Rick Pitino in basketball do the same sort of thing. I mean, it's been coaches. You look at Coach Rich Rod, what happened to the University of Arizona. He wound up landing on his feet, becoming a coordinator, back to a head coach. These sort of things are going to happen. When you have a coach like Urban Meyer on the college level that all the athletic directors care about is winning, he can find one of those SEC-type schools, one of the Mississippi States, one of the lower-level, you know, all of a sudden a Kentucky job becomes available for one strange reason or another. They'd grab him in a heartbeat because guess what he's going to do in 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, win.
He's going to probably win a national championship for you. And all bygones be bygones. They're going to be like, we don't care. Yeah, he's a little muddy, but we could care less.
Paul.
Yeah, Max, 6 months ago when Urban got fired, I would not have thought he could have found work anywhere because there was such a stench around him. But 6 months is a lifetime in college football. And right now, there simply is no integrity in college football. There's no scruples. There's no anything. You guys follow this every day when you get into the college platform that boosters are blatantly buying players, coaches are looking the other way, nobody is saying anything. So I think because of that new world that college football is in since the NIL last July 1st, Urban has a better chance. I think there are very limited places, though, Keyshawn, he could go.
Absolutely.
I know you went through
Paul.
A laundry list of – but – yeah, he's left college football so many times with a bad rap. When he left Florida, he really left in disgrace. He tried to bury Lane Kiffin at Tennessee. He went so far as when he was out of Florida, Keyshawn, to go to Indianapolis to testify against Lane Kiffin. That's how petty this guy was at the time. He was brilliant at Ohio State, you know, winning his third national championship, but he left that place really under the worst possible circumstances. And now, I mean, we know he's a liar. We know he has virtually no scruples. I find it laughable that Mr. Khan down there in Florida, you know, realized now that Urban Meyer, you know, is a creep. I mean, I would have been happy to tell him for nothing about a year and a half ago and save him his franchise, but he didn't call.
But I mean, but there is a very narrow window, Max, is what I'm trying to say. I don't think it's an SEC job. I think it's a school that is just, you know, beyond desperate, that has really no moral compass, and that has a president that is in the pocket of the boosters.
Paul, this is a while ago. I gave a playbook for how I thought Urban Meyer should do it in order to get a job. And this is where, if I were him, I wouldn't respond to what Shad Khan had to say. I wouldn't say anything at all. We'll be talking about something else next week. And you take time away from the game, inevitably, you know what the college football market is. Like, somebody's going to give him a call that is going to be desperate. Teams are desperate when they're trying to win, because we know what the money is becoming in your sport, Paul. It's essentially NFL money in college.
Yeah. It is. And the one thing that he has to his advantage, based on what I read, it's not like Urban is calling me, is that, you know, he's about to go back on television. And, guys, I say this to all three of you. Television is the equalizer. Once you're on television, everybody forgets who you were before that.
Ah.
And interestingly, he was very good on television. He was on the Fox Noon show. And he was superb. He was replaced last year by Bob Stoops, who, you know, was a really very dull and boring, and now he's going back into coaching. But Urban will make a difference on that show, and people will say, "Hey, Urban's great." It won't matter as much, and there will be some separation between what he did in Jacksonville. And quite frankly, there's already been separation. It seems like a lifetime ago, and he's entering as I have alluded to, into a new world of college sports, where guys and Jay Will, I know you probably shake your head at this. But the standards have never been this low. I mean, there is no moral compass in college sports. There is no leadership, and quite frankly, Urban Meyer would fit right in.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Paul, J. Will on this very program on December 19th of 2021, this past December, laid out the path step by step for Urban Meyer's return to coaching when it looked bleak. Listen to this, Paul.
If I were a publicist and I had a chance to work with Urban Meyer, I would say, okay, first off, you're going to negotiate whatever your deal is, right? Whatever money you might get on your deal. We were talking about this, Max. You might have leverage in that situation. So you get your money, you take a little break, you let things die down. Some media company is going to take you. You provide insight, get your name back out there. And then what we do, we sit down, we do a 60 minutes. We sit down, we do an all-inclusive piece where you give your side. You admit some of the mistakes that you made, but you also talk about how you see it from your perspective, how you dealt with that, what you want to do.
What you learned.
And then, Key, you know how this works. A year from now, there will be 10 million things that will happen in sports that will occupy our time. And then some AD will say, damn.
What about
your
Urban
record
Meyer?
Is-
I mean, it's step Paulie. By step.
Right there, it's right there, Paulie. It's right there for you, Paulie.
Yeah, Jay, listen, I know that we're on national TV and radio now. I have no earthly idea what your deal is at ESPN, but you need to quit today. I mean, run. Get as far away from ESPN as possible. I can hook you up with some guys on Wall Street or Hollywood. You could make $25-30 million a year advising politicians, corporate CEOs, and actors after they have fallen. You're brilliant. You're wasting your time with these other two guys.
For sure. He's still trying to explain to us what the NFT is, or is that the metaverse?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying
which.
To put them on, Paul. It's a lot of time, though. It's a lot of time.
Hey, Key said that Urban Meyer will win and could mess around 2-3 years, win a national title. Paul, I agree. He's a really good college football coach. Could he win? Do you see him ever? Not could he. Will Urban Meyer win another national title?
I don't think so, because, Max, I don't think he'll be at a place good enough to win. And let me say this, and you guys have heard me talk about Urban Meyer. I mean, I would rather not be in the same room with him if I didn't have to. However, after Nick Saban, in the last 25 years, he's the best coach. He's won 3 national championships. He gave another one away. I mean, he had the best team in the country in 2015 with Elliott. I mean, he had an unbelievable team. He should have won 2 in a row. He had another chance a couple of years later. So you just can't go to Kansas State and win a national championship. You have to. You know, they came close once, but it takes an amazing amount of confluence of events. But I just don't think he can get that job, though, where he can get the players. And he does have a bad reputation. But, you know, the major schools where – and right now, there are probably only 10 schools in the country that could even win a national championship. So that's why I don't think he will. I'll take him not winning one in Vegas. If you can get me a bet down, Keyshawn. I saw you last week at one of those casinos gambling.
here's what I would say, Paul. I so disagree with you. He can get another job and a good job. It may not be a Alabama when Nick Saban leaves type job, but it can be one of those kind of programs that are bowl programs every single year.
Keyshawn, not to put you on the spot, would you mind telling the America which school that is? I mean, what's the ceiling for him? Because I don't see it.
Here we go, Paul. University of Texas.
There you go.
Steve Sarkisian is not having a great run at Texas right now. Mm. 2 years from now, a year from now, Texas is trying to go after Urban Meyer twice, I believe, already. Right, Paul?
No, you're right. You are completely right. Mm. And by the
way, all of a sudden,
I put you on the spot. You answered it. Texas.
All of a sudden, you
can win a title at Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said for the past 15 minutes, Paul, it's dirty. It's grimy. The NILs have mucked everything else up. And you telling me he can't – oh, my goodness. Can he recruit? Can he sit in that living room and tell those parents, you know, I made some mistakes, but I've learned from those mistakes. Look at these guys that I've gotten drafted in the National
Football
League.
Have you ever done this before, Keyshawn? Have you ever done a mea culpa? It sounds like you have a lot of experience apologizing.
No, I just know how it goes, just like
seen
you.
Seen it enough.
I've seen it enough.
Paul, all I'm saying, is if your car is broken, you go to a mechanic, right? If the NIL college system is broken, who better to navigate a broken system than a guy that's been a part of broken systems before, right?
That owns it, and
then it can translate it. I'm just saying, it makes all the sense in the world.
You don't think, Paul, you don't think LSU would have ever made a run at him if he was available instead of Brian
Texas
Kelly?
Texas just went the entire draft without a player selected. You think they don't want Urban Meyer? Of course.
Paul, we changed Paul's mind now.
Yeah. For him to do that, though, he has to show a morsel of remorse, and I've known Urban for more than 20 years. I've never seen this guy act human. I mean, I don't know if it is within him. There's only one hope for Urban Meyer, though, and you're right about Texas. That is an ideal job, and Sark's going to be in trouble if he doesn't win quicker. He needs to hire Jay Williams of the Jay Williams Agency on Fifth Avenue, and if he does that, he can land a big time job.
I got one more for you.
The remorse is coming very soon, Paul. Trust me.
I got one more for you before you get out of here, Paul. Florida State. He does know the state of Florida very well,
like a hand in a glove.
That's all I'm saying.
What about Ohio State? Ohio State one day if they get poached?
I can assure you he's not going back there. I think your Texas story was the most interesting because there is no school in college football that has more money than Texas. So they can hire Urban for whatever the price and then pay the players whatever they have to pay them. And by the way, they're also going into the SEC in about 2 years.
Texas or Florida State? Who's the favorites here for Urban Meyer? You know he's going to one of those
Texas.
Spots.
Texas is much as an infinitely better school right now.
How many years?
Is not
how
the
long
favorite.
Until
Madison Ave in New York City? I don't want that city tax. Get out of here. I'm taking the William Agency to Nashville or to Memphis, Tennessee.
Jay, you just gave it away for free on the radio, and Urban Meyer took it step by step. How long till he's the Texas head coach? Then we got to get out of here.
No, I can't answer that question because then I'll get stuck with Keyshawn's deal here. I still don't think he's going to a major school, but Keyshawn, you are welcome to beat that Texas drum as long as you can.
That is Paul Feinbaum, ladies and gentlemen, host of the eponymous The Paul Feinbaum Show. Thanks, Paul.
Just in time
Thank
for him
guys.
To go to the SEC. Just in time.
Oh, Key,
look,
Key,
Max,
I'm with you a million
Max,
percent.
What are we in? We're
kids.
In 2022?
Yeah.
2024, you're going to see him at the end of the Oklahoma-Texas game with his hat on going,
He's so headed for Texas. He is so headed for Texas. That's so on the money. The growl is back for the Grizzlies. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we will get back to LeBron James. Forget about will he finish his career with the Lakers. Will he be a Laker? When the first game of the season, when that tips, is he in a Lakers uniform? That is a real question. When I asked the guys, is it 50-50, better or worse? It was, meaning it's like a 50-50-ish type thing. We'll get you caught up on what's going on. Meantime, much more on that. Meantime, last night, the Ja went berserk. 47 points in the win against the Warriors. But a lot of the coverage of the game afterward was the flagrant foul that resulted in Gary Payton II's fracture of his elbow. I mean, that's a big thing. Dylan Brooks thrown out of the game early. I thought he deserved it. Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach, at the postgame presser.
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was dirty. And playoff basketball is going to, it's supposed to be physical. You know, everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to fight for everything. But there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season / career in jeopardy. Taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Gary's elbow. This is a guy who's been toiling the last 6 years trying to make it in this league, finally found a home, just, you know, playing his butt off this year in the playoffs. You know, this should be the time of his life. And a guy comes in and whacks him across the head in midair. He broke the code. Dylan Brooks broke the code. That's how I see it.
Dylan Brooks needs to be suspended for game 3 of the Western Conference semifinals. Not even a question. This was not a basketball play. And for anybody out there that says, oh, he was making a valid attempt for the ball, no. If you want to make a valid attempt for the ball, you jump and you pin it against the glass. You jump and your body meets the other player on your way down. You don't come with a haymaker across the head of somebody when the ball's being extended with the left hand as far away from you. It was a dirty play. And the NBA needs to do the right thing here. Now, I'm all about physicality in the league. I'm all about 90s basketball. I mean, when I watch the Bucks-Celtics series, I'm like, oh, thank the Lord. Thank you for physicality. But for stuff like this, when you're in transition, it is uncalled for, and the game of basketball does not need it. I don't care who the player was. It could be Steph Curry. It could be a guy coming from the G League, Gary Payton II. That is a dirty-ass play.
Okay, I see you, Jay.
Just saying, Key.
Fired up about this one.
Yeah, man. Because, Key, I would have fought. Key, if you and I were, like, we're teammates. If we
well,
were
they would have never did you? That to me anyway, though, so I'm not even worried about that.
I'm just saying, though, like, I'm surprised that Golden State didn't fight off that.
Yeah,
I know they were y'all.
We would have fought. I was a little shocked about that, too, but I guess in the end, they realized that Draymond had got kicked out the game for the fragrant two nights ago on Sunday, so they probably didn't want to, you know, have guys kicked out of games and whatnot. Like, they just handled it a more professional way. It certainly was not a basketball play. Certainly injured that young man who for 6 years has been trying to, you know, make his way through the NBA, finally getting real opportunity to be a difference maker for the Golden State Warriors. And now all of a sudden he's going to miss some significant time because he has an elbow fracture based on a retaliation as far as I'm concerned. And not necessarily retaliation, but more of a trying to send a message by the Memphis Grizzlies as you're not just going to all of a sudden take advantage of us. I don't even want to use the word punk, but I'm going to use it anyway. You're not going to punk us.
Yep.
And take advantage of us. So we got to step up and show you straight out the gate 3 minutes into the game that we mean business too on a night that we can't afford to go down 2-0.
I think that's huge, guys. Like, there are two ways to look at it, one at least. One, it was a dirty play, I think. And the way I feel as a fan watching a game, when a dude that on my team gets hurt, I'm thinking the other dude shouldn't play until this guy that he hurt can play. I know it's like you can't do it that way, but I'm just saying that's what I feel like. Hold on, you took him out for how long? That's how long. And let's sit with that for a while, right? Because he can't play, why should you? But the other way to look at it is this, from the point of view of the Grizzlies. What Key just said is a real thing. If you feel like they got bullied a little bit in game one, now the Grizzlies are the bully. I remember going back, this is a baseball analogy, Key, but Yankees-Red Sox 0-4 during the, I want to say it was the regular season. Jason Varitek, A-Rod's at the plate. Varitek starts to mess with him. And then Varitek gets the jump on him and kind of wins the fight, right? The scuffle. And I'm like, damn, he picked the fight. He won the fight. And somehow at that moment for the rest of the year, the playoffs and everything, the Red Sox, that's when they came back on him. They had the upper hand somehow, psychologically, right? It's like when you pick the fight and you win the fight, even if it's dirty, it gives to me the bully team an advantage. I think right now maybe because of what you said, you know, Warriors didn't want guys ejected, so they handed it professionally. Maybe they retaliate on the court by winning, but it feels to me like there's been a shift in the series in terms of who the bully is.
Hold on 1 second, Max. Key, I have a question for you. Key, did the flagrant two smell good? Is that what you said? The flagrant two smell good?
For the fragrant two.
Oh, a fragrant two.
For the fragrant two.
Whatever, fragrant, man. The fragrant block office.
Whatever.
My English, too. Well, they can be fragrant. That's true. I mean, I don't know if fragrance is the perfect smell word, but
my Jordan, when I'm speaking fast, I don't speak the King's English.
No, yeah. You better work.
A fragrant two works, actually, in a manner of speaking.
Fragrance two. That's
a fragrant two.
For the fragrant two.
It was dirty.
It was dirty.
It was dirty.
Yeah.
Right underneath the armpits.
Stinky call.
Stinky smell, yeah.
For the fragrant too.
That call stunk.
But Max, I don't know if I look at it as all of a sudden now Memphis, they're the bullies. Because Draymond carries that thing to me.
Yes.
Like Draymond has set that bar. Like even after the flagrant two, him going back to the hotel room to do his pod and be like, oh no, I'm gonna tell y'all what time it is. Or even him getting like the bloody, like he got elbowed in the eye last night and literally flipped off the crowd on the way out, right? So like that energy has always been carried, and I don't think it translates now to Memphis because they have one dirty play.
Maybe not.
That player is no longer on the court where Draymond is.
Maybe not. I'll give you another analogy. All right, Ali Foreman. Foreman was a big favorite. He was undefeated. He was knocking out everybody. Muhammad Ali, round one, goes across the ring. He's a big underdog. Pops him right in the mouth with the right hand. First thing, middle of the ring, like, huh? What's that about? Like, you sometimes when you punch the bully right in the face to start, it sends a message. So I hear what you're saying, but the Grizz have something in them as a young team that, to me, you don't normally see at this stage of a young team's development. Warriors-Grizzlies is the hot ticket brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
For the fragrant
Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Jordan, you better work.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike. unsportsmanlike.
Yo, L.A., this is a real thing. We're asking not just, hey, let's pump it up on the radio. We'll get people to listen. No, this is a real thing.
Well, we want people to listen.
Well, naturally, but really, I know you're supposed to thank people for listening, too, but really, shouldn't they thank us, making their commutes go by so fast? You could even move farther away from work. Just hang out with your boys in the car now. But the point is, guys, this is a real thing. Phil Jackson's consulting on the next Lakers head coach, LeBron James, and his people really not in the room where it happens, as they say nowadays, right? Like, if they've alienated LeBron, this is, look, 50-50, more or less, guys, real quick, that LeBron is a Laker next year.
I mean, I don't really see him going anywhere, frankly. I don't know if I see him forcing his way out over that decision. I still think we need to see what they do. Because just a little bit of the backstory here just for you, Max and Key. I know, Key, you already noticed, but Max, you know, Phil Jackson, I think I want to say in 2018, spent a lot of time with Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors, flew out to his home in Montana. They spent 3 to 4 days together watching tape, going over film. And that was the same time around Nick Nurse winning a championship with the Toronto Raptors. So I know that Masai Ujiri has came out and said that there's no way in hell that the Lakers are getting a guy like Nick Nurse. He hasn't heard from anybody. But that relationship between Phil Jackson and Nick Nurse could be one to pay attention to.
Okay.
Yeah, I you know, you say 50-50, Max. I'm out here on in the middle of it, right? I'm seeing it live. I hope it doesn't go down to where LeBron James leaves, and that's more because I am with LeBron 100%. I don't want to see the backlash that I know can come from LeBron departing the Lakers, even if Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson and Linda Rambis and Kurt are in the wrong in a certain situation and Rob Pelinka. I just don't want to see the backlash that LeBron James will get from
– in L.A.?
In L.A.
Yeah, man. You
this
you
ain't
have the
Cleveland.
Future in
this
LA.
Ain't
no.
Miami. This is a little bit different.
And you could do and it to I the Clippers, not the Lakers.
Yeah, I understand he in Hollywood and he got a production and I understand he's King James and he's got $1 billion. I get all that. But it's something about being frowned upon from the City of Angels when you kind of make people feel like you left him hanging, because that's the way it's being positioned. It feels like it's being positioned. Let me say that clear. It feels like it's being positioned as Clutch, LeBron, Maverick, Rich Paul, Anthony Davis are the reasons that the Lakers are now trying to figure out how to get from out of the sand quick. It feels like that is how it's being set up.
It's a real thing that Key's talking about. I lived in L.A. for 6 years, did afternoon drive on the Lakers station, 710 ESPN, for 6 years. You can't let L.A. think you did wrong by the Lakers and then live happily ever after in L.A. Not the Lakers. Cannot touch the Lakers. Brandon in Ohio, guys. Will LeBron finish his career with the Lakers? Guys, I wonder what Brandon in Ohio is going to say. Go ahead, Brandon.
I'm in home.
Back to Cleveland.
What's up, guys?
What's up, B?
I think LeBron is coming back to Cleveland.
Told you.
That's shocking.
Let's see, Brandon.
Yeah, I grew up, though. I'm only 20 minutes from where LeBron went to high school, so LeBron's been the story. I'm about to turn 30, and he's been the story since I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Guys, by the way, what are the realistic – LeBron has a year left on his deal, right? Could he say, look, I'm going to go to the Warriors anyway, and just, I want to play with Steph. I'm just going to sign there. You might as well take what you can get from the Warriors. Does Miami make sense? They need a superstar to put him over the top. Could he return to Miami? Cleveland is a no-brainer if he wanted to go back to Cleveland. I mean, that makes
See,
a lot
the Cleveland
of sense.
Play, the Cleveland play for me is all about – the Cleveland play for me, Jay, would all be about ownership. Mm-hmm. Now, that's when you start talking about ownership, right? That's when you start talking about going back to Cleveland. It's the last hurrah. It's a great storybook ending. I grew up not too far from it. It was my childhood team, blah, blah, blah. I played for them. I won the first championship for them. Now I get a chance to own 50% of the team with rights to buy the rest at some point at a later date. That's what it all should end like and be like. And I get a chance to maybe bring my son. That's what it should be.
Yeah, if I'm Bron, I'm staying in L.A. I'm finishing my career in L.A.
Absolutely.
Keep back to what you said, like, I'm not trying to do anything that's bad for business. And my business extends beyond basketball.
Yes.
Right? It's a legacy type of business. And Bronny already being there, like, in L.A., like, it seems like it just makes way too much sense than to upset the apple cart by saying, oh, Phil Jackson, like, LeBron is removed away from that. Now you guys have the keys to the car. This will be on you guys. But I think, like I said before, LeBron going to Golden State, I think he will be annihilated. And I know, Max, that you disagree with me about that because we were comparing it to KD leaving and the timing on the back end. I just feel like LeBron has created a staple, a landmark in L.A. for the business of LeBron James.
I agree. No, I don't disagree. I totally see that. What I'm saying is when I asked you earlier, is it 50-50, you hesitated, meaning you really had to process it and think about it. Because if Phil Jackson is there and he and LeBron don't get along,
even with Phil being here, Max, he's only around. He's
I get it, but that also reflects a larger dysfunction that Jay has identified and others also, ownership, the front office, etc. If that alienates LeBron to the point where he has to get out of there, like I get it. There are counterbalancing forces here, but they're both real heavy forces. Worst take in the history of the NFL. It's not even Brady falling off the cliff. Someone has a worse one than me. That's next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.